Hello there. Well, well, it's great to be back with you all again. There's so much to say, it's hard to know where to begin. But I think the first thing I must do is to explain to you, very briefly, why we're back on the air again. We lost our case because of a sandbank. Territorial waters are generally 3 miles from low water mark around our coasts. But if in that 3 miles there happens to be, say, a sandbank, which dries out at low tide, you can measure another 3 miles from there. That's what happened in our case. The expert witness for the prosecution said that an area called Middle Sands dried out, and that brought us into territorial waters. The chart that was used was corrected up to 1966, and that, I'm afraid, was that. We lost. But all the sea dogs in Whitstable kept saying, "This is crazy. We've never seen this sandbank dried out. It's been underwater for years." And Maurice Gething, one of our directors, went out and had a look, and true enough, it was covered with water. By this time, our transmitter was in pieces. We called a halt, and we asked around for who was the top independent hydrographer in the country. And we asked him to do a survey for us in the area. It cost quite a bit, and it took some time, but finally we had the answer. There was water over this area, even at the lowest of low tides. We also discovered that despite the 1966 chart, the particular area had not been surveyed since 1959. Which is fair enough. The Admiralty can't survey every sandbank around our coast every 5 minutes. Mind you, I wonder why the prosecution didn't do it. But anyway, all's well that ends well. And I'd like to play, for our first piece of music this evening, the very first record that was ever played on Radio 390, way back on the afternoon of the 25th of September, 1965. It's Glenn Miller and his band playing Moonlight Serenade. A very kind listener sent me a special copy of this a few days ago. I couldn't read his name, but whoever you are, thanks for the thought, and here's your record.